Blog Talk Radio.
This is your boy City. When I'm out there in the club, man, I'm rocking with my boy DJ Tom G on the ones and twos.
Yo! Father Jesus, him I said, pan him crown, him and no say, him I soon carry, I home him, I the only man me want, only man me want. Daddy Jesus, him I said, pan him crown, him and no say, him I soon carry, I home him, I the only man me want, only man me want.
Yo, this is Sis K, leave a message after the tone, represent the Lord in everything you do.
Hi, everyone. It is the Northern Duchess, and I'm here, and it's 1:32 on the Northern Dial. How's everyone? So here we are again, and we're coming in with installment number 5, and it is, what is bowel disorder, and does it increase brain cancer risks? As normal, before I begin, I love to kind of just go back over the prior episodes, hoping that you may just particularly find something that triggers your interest and discern going back. And again, we'd like you to start with episode 1. This is a 7-episode series on cancer, and we're hoping to be able to deliver, okay? So let's just talk about cancer. What is cancer? Cancer is a group of cells that unite, and they can form tumors. And as such, you can get either a malignant or a benign cancer. A malignant cancer is a cancerous tumor. So we just discussed about the cancer cells, and we went into detail about the cancer cell, and we also talked about free radicals, and we talked about good immunity. We really went into detail about the thalamus, and as this is only a 7 series, we can't really get into real deep, in-depth detail about each, but I just want to let you know, again, briefly what we covered. We covered good immunity. We discovered and discussed the initiation into cancer cells, which is how they promote and how they progress. How they progress into cancer cells and how they amass the size into moving cancer cells. And then what we're talking again about today, we also discussed fast elimination foods and the fast elimination system as a whole. And we went into some statistics. Out of every three persons, 50% will be diagnosed. 50% diagnosed will die of the disease. So out of every three persons will be diagnosed with cancer, and 50% of the diagnosed will die of the disease. There's a lot of other statistics that we covered in some of the preliminary series. So we want to tell you again, my teacher is Dr. Patrick Delves. And as he always says, you can never repair a toxic disease with toxic medications, and radiation causes secondary cancer. So basically what we're talking about is treatment versus repair. And here at Tea with the Northern Duchess, in this particular series, we are focusing on repair. We talked about discussing a hostile environment for cancer. We talked about eating the rainbow, good fats, low sodium. We talked about high potassium, and we went into family history. Again, we talked about the garbage collectors, free radicals, yet again. And we talked about stress, increasing acid in the tissue, and therefore it will cause mucus. So that's important to remember. And yet again, we went back into the disposal of waste. And these are certain things that we kind of will be discussing today. We talked about pesticides, herbicides, nitrates, free radicals, different things like that. But mainly we talked about my favorite, which you guys know is talking about the antioxidants, rosemary, natural antioxidants, rosemary, ginger. As my mentor always says, and this is very important to the topic that we're having today, is that a slow elimination system is basically cancer. So constipation is basically death. And we're going to get into that today. Again, let me just hit you with one more of the last bits we discussed, and we shared the statistics that 80% of cancer comes from the immune system, i.e. a bad diet, and the other 20% comes from the environment. And we went over some cancer prevention as well, and I hope that I gave you a nice brief recap of what we discussed. And today we're going to be talking about what my teacher calls the earth system and what are bowel disorders. But before I get into that, let me get into the episode information and read that for you. What is bowel disorder and does it increase brain cancer risk? The cause of irritable bowel syndrome isn't well understood. A diagnosis is often made based on symptoms. Symptoms can include abdominal pain, bloating, diarrhea, and constipation. Some people can control their symptoms by managing diet, lifestyle, and stress. Others will need medication and counseling. Which one are you or do you desire to be? Okay, so let's get on into it, you guys. I'm so happy to be here again. I'm having a regular warm tea. It's gotten a bit lukewarm due to the length of time that it's been sitting here, but I'm going to enjoy it as well, sugar-free. And what are bowel disorders? Well, the bowels have a digestive tract, and in order to go through that digestive tract, it needs to be in a good condition. The shape of the intestines, it kind of looks like a U, and it has to have fat and soft bile that goes through the rectum to get to the anus. So basically what that means is that the intestine that the bowel goes through, it's formed semi-shaping of a U, and it is kind of wide. It's not huge, but it's wide enough where that your bowel should be, your feces should be chunky. It should be chunky, yet it should be soft enough to go through the system, the intestine. And when it comes out, as I said, it should be chunky, and it should also be like floating. It should be what we consider and we say a floater, if you will. Good digestive health prevents bowel disorder. And I'm just going to very quickly go over a couple of the different bowel disorders that people are coming down with. And I hope that you can bear with me here, because as my teacher was going over this, I was like, you want me to talk about is not one topic that I feel comfortable getting into, because there is, this one goes into brain cancer. However, as he broke it down to me, I began to process the information, and I was also able to apply it to my personal life as far as my bowel passages relate to how the digestive tract plays into role with this earth system. So bowel disorders, they can begin with Crohn's disease, mucus colitis, ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, venous occlusive, IBS, and those right there, and digestive disorders. Okay, so the one that he explained to me is the most difficult to repair is the Crohn's disease, because when you have Crohn's disease, you cannot absorb anything. And it was very interesting the way he broke it down to me. And let's just go back here again about the colon. Food should not sit in your colon. Why? Because food is a place where bad bacteria goes. And it is supposed to be just basically a transit system. It's a sewage system. And it is to receive waste. And as such, if it sits inside of the system, it begins to squeeze back into the walls and the portal vessels, causing diseases, including brain tumors. Bowel irritation actually creates inflammation. And as we know, anything that is inflamed can cause irritation and cancer and development of disease. So we're going to go back again because, again, as I said, this is a very detailed topic, and I just want to make sure that I'm making myself clear here. The bowel, on the whole, is a sewage system, and it is to receive waste, and it is to discharge them as quickly as possible. If it sits inside of your colon, it can create a horrible environment there. So fast transit time is crucial. And one way that my mentor, my teacher, explains to get that fast transit time is to eat foods that are to be combined correctly, starch and protein. I don't know where that came from, and I am sometimes guilty of eating it, but not as a regular life narrative. Protein should be combined with vegetable. For instance, if I'm going to have a piece of fish, there's ways that I can take sweet potato and carrots and mushrooms and other vegetables and stew them down, and that carrot will actually take on the taste of a starch. And you can still do like one or two small Irish potatoes, but the bulk of the starch should come from vegetable, and therefore I use huge chunky carrots to help offset that desire to have that starchy protein mix. Okay, your body, it has wisdom. And excessive bad bacteria is normally blocked by mucus. And the more mucus that it comes when, and more mucus comes into play once it senses that the bad bacteria is coming around. So the body does have wisdom. So we were blessed with that. Thank God that Father God, that he put that in the body so that we're able to combat disease. And here we go again with the mucus colitis. What ends up happening is that the mucus then begins to drop into the stool. And when the mucus drops into the stool, it's no longer doing what it's supposed to do as effectively as it could if it were staying right where it were supposed to be within the barrier to help prevent the inflammation there. So, again, we've covered Crohn's disease and we covered mucus colitis. The other issues of the bowel, I'm going to slightly clump into one, at least three of them. Ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, and veno occlusive. Those are, once again, as we discussed in the beginning of the entrance, some symptoms of the bowel issues are not readily understood. The cause of irritable bowel syndrome isn't well understood. And therefore, it says also the diagnosis is often made based on the symptoms. But what I'm going to do is switch it for you so that you can really see the clarity of it. Those three can impact your heart, your liver, gallbladder, and can create tumors and lupus and many other illnesses. Because, again, and I'm going to help, I hope you can get this so that as well as I was able to understand it, when these foods are sitting within the colon wall, they create bacteria. And when they're sitting in the colon wall, if you have any fat that's sitting there, it begins to press against the actual wall of your colon. And a high-fat diet and sugar on top of that, because there was a study done in Sweden that helped cover that the high-fat diet and sugar create bacteria. Now, see, these bacteria are so horrible that they do not even require oxygen. They just exist. And that's when you get something that's really bad in the body, because the oxygen does not need to be present to change it into a chemical that causes cancer. And it can also cause the bile that's sitting in the system to develop an acid. And then it can turn into estrogen, which is a cancer is a cancer causing element. So the unhealthy earth system is all that we're talking about today. And a fast transit system helps to eliminate an unhealthy earth system. So I want to just go into a little bit. I have 13 minutes left. Firstly, I'd like to thank all the people that have listened and shared the videos. I appreciate that because together as a community, we can continue to heal one another. Each one teach one, we can eliminate in advance because we could begin to optimize our living standard quality and the food intake in advance before it becomes a deadly life-forming factor. So when I take myself in consideration here, and I was able to understand the reasoning that Sir Patrick Delves brought forth, as once you eat something, you should be expecting your body to begin to start to give you signals that it's ready to discharge. The longer it sits there, you should be wondering, well, where are you at? Why are you still here? And in that case, having a tea that benefits your system, as I told you, I shared with you, that my herb of choice is the moringa bush. That shrub works very good and helps my elimination system. In addition, walking. Walking helps my elimination system very well. Any form of consistent moving. So you don't have to be a gym rat. But even if, for instance, you just walk, if your office is in proximity of walking, say one day you leave the car and you just decide to take the bus. If you live close to the bus transit or a bus stop. So getting moving in addition to drinking plenty of fresh shrubs. If you follow me on Facebook, you can see a lot of the makings of oils and a lot of the botany of tea leaves and of rose leaves. And I've included a couple of the pictures in the frame. I hope you can see them. Just a few because I've been doing it for so long on my Facebook channel. We do it to music. I just hope that I can see some of you guys over there, follow over there, so you can really see how your kitchen is your medicine cabinet. And you can go in there and feed your body, and you can also go in there and heal your body. You can also go in there and create fragrances that can help you stand apart from any other. And I really encourage you, there's only 10 minutes left, and at this point I'm going to open up the phone lines. Any callers, you may call in at 646-716-7990. Again, 646-716-7990. I'd love to open up the conversation for anyone that has a testimony as to how their bowel disorders has been healed or remedied as a result of monitoring their food intake. As we can see, there are some people that have already learned to manage their, we don't use the word diet, but the word diet is here, lifestyle and stress level. We also talked about stress too in episode 4, and we talked about how stress creates a hostile and creates a unhealthy environment for your body to do what it needs to do, prevent alkalinity. It creates mucus. And so you do have to monitor how much of that you allow in your vicinity. Unfortunately, there are some people that just aren't good for your health. In addition, I just want to close with a kind word in advance as we have 8 minutes and 54 seconds left. You choose. Don't make the consumer, seller, choose what food you're going to purchase, the commercials, the advocates that promote McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken looking healthy and crunching into chicken and hamburgers, and they look healthy and fit. You choose. And if you choose to take that little extra time to prepare a meal that can last you a week, to prepare a drink that you can drink off of that isn't sugar laden, you will feel a lot better. Investing in you is the most priceless gift that you can give to yourself, including your family. The earth system was created by our King, Christ. And in this earth system, he has given it wisdom. He has given it memory. He has given it healing. He has given everything that it requires to repair itself. Likewise, he has placed a lot of those healing agents right in creation. Look at the rose bush. If you look at the rose, and I believe I featured the rose in our picture clip. If you look at the rose, it's comprised of petals, which are beautiful. It's comprised of leaves, which are healthy and beneficial. It's comprised of a bulb that is so beautiful that they call it rose hips. Why could not something that beautiful likewise be beneficial to the body? Look at the herbs in that way. Look at the shrubs, the teas. Look at them in that way. Really take time and consider. If I can go to the doctor and I can get a steroid, maybe I can change a few things in my diet to prevent all that excess weight gain and hardship that it's going to place on my body, my lifestyle, and my pocket, because medications are not free. From what I understand, they're costing quite a bit nowadays. Again, you have to be very careful where you purchase your medicines as well. A good test that my teacher taught me is to put the pill in water. Just put it in water. And when you put the pill in water, just let it sit. And if it begins to just sizzle out and turn into just like a cloud and it doesn't remain consistent, you need to really check into how questionable that particular pill is. Any pill that's made should not just dissipate right when it's in water. It should not just immediately begin to dissolve. You should always check and look into anything that you put into your body. Likewise, medications. You can buy them online and pills galore, and what really is it? Be careful what restaurants you eat out of. Some restaurants have ratings right on the in the front, and you can see what rating they get. Do reviews. Read reviews. If you see a review of a product or before you purchase a product and the review is not one that gives you a peaceful feeling concerning it, do a bit more research until you find something that you're comfortable with. It's okay to pause and say, can I just think about this a moment? You don't have to respond quickly regarding anything that has to do with your health, your life in general. And I encourage you to always choose you. Yet again, this is your Northern Duchess, and I'm loving you. And I'm loving you to take care of you the same way that you take care of everyone else. That means you should be taking care of yourself exponentially high, at an awesomely high standard. Because when you do that, you create a platform that you can likewise distribute that care to others. Before you take a journey with someone, look at the kind of consideration and quality of care they put into their self. Are they smoking cigarettes? Are they drinking all the time? Are they angry all the time? And if so, ask yourself that question. How am I to live in a climate of peace with someone who carries that spirit? And likewise, how is that going to impact me? How am I going to feel being around a secondhand smoker consistently? How am I going to feel receiving secondhand cancerous substances around me consistently? How am I going to feel if every time I turn around, we're pulling into Burger King and pulling into McDonald's? What is that going to do for me? How is that going to create me to be a better me? Choose the people that you're around. Choose the places and environments that you're around. And discern, how does it benefit me to be in this environment? Again, bowel disorders are quite difficult to understand. They're not very well understood. Therefore, I advise you to look into your transit system of your foods. Are they coming out quickly? And if they're not exiting quickly, try different herbs, try different foods, try different teas, try eliminating certain foods, try integrating certain teas. You just kind of have to test around until you find the herb that suits you. As I've shared, mine is the moringa bush. In addition to doing a lot of walking and a lot of self-care, taking care of myself, investing in myself, making sure the food that I eat, I research, and I don't make rash, quick decisions about things that I want to eat. But taking the time to investigate what I'm eating and consider the impact it's going to have on my life. Because when you go into the doctor's office and he gives you the diagnosis, you weren't expecting it. Well, based on the way you were taking care of yourself, why not? Based on the fact that you're smoking cigarettes and eating things that are not beneficial, why not? It's a daily process. Each day, eliminate one negative thing, one cigarette, one extra bag of cookies, one extra fast food stop each day. Invest in you. And each day, you've done your part. Now do another part. Share this video, like it, and help. Don't push it on anyone. Just share it and make it available to all who have ears. God bless you. It's T with the Northern Duchess.